USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United Nations Security Council called on Israel and Hamas to fully adhere to a ceasefire agreed upon earlier this week. The Saturday statement from the council also urged that humanitarian aid should be sent to the Palestinian civilian population in Gaza. It was the council's first public statement on the conflict that saw 11 days of fighting between Israel and Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. The United Nations announced Friday that it was releasing $22.5 million in humanitarian aid to Gaza. And the Biden administration announced Saturday that it would extend temporary protected status for the next 18 months for Haiti. The move will allow Haitians to remain in the United States and obtain a work permit. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas pointed to security concerns, social unrest, human rights abuses, and a lack of basic resources as reasons for issuing the redesignation. Haiti was initially designated for TPS in 2010 following a massive earthquake on the island. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The White House has revised its proposed infrastructure package, cutting down the bill's cost to $1.7 trillion. But Republicans say the cost is still too high, even with a $600 billion cut. The president's proposal still contains billions in spending for elder care, electric vehicle subsidies, and workforce training. Those are all programs that are non-starters for Congressman Carlos Jimenez. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that while there are many issues the two sides can come together on, there is not bipartisan support for many aspects in the president's bill.
We want to work with the White House. We believe that there is a need for infrastructure in the United States, traditional forms of infrastructure and things that may not be traditional, you know, like broadband. And also, how do we incentivize American companies to come back to the United States and reconstitute our supply chains here away from China and some other countries? Those are things that I think that we can support. You know, they're at $1.7 trillion. The senators are about $600 billion. I guess we'll try to work somewhere towards the middle.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some countries are worried about the new coronavirus variant from India. Wendy King has more.
Germany is now banning travel from Britain due to concerns over a COVID-19 variant. A post on the German embassy's website said they were concerned about the variant from India. The embassy noted exceptions to the ban for German citizens and persons remaining in the airport transit area. Since March 30th, all plane travelers to Germany have to present a negative COVID-19 test taken up to 2 days prior to departure. The World Health Organization has called it a variant of concern since it may be more transmissible and resistant to vaccines. COVID-19 infections and deaths have surged in India, and the variant has spread to more than 50 countries since it was first discovered in October. According to Johns Hopkins University, Britain has more than 4.4 million COVID-19 deaths and the most deaths in Europe. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And a letter from physicist Albert Einstein sold at auction this week for more than $1 million. Auction house RR Auction said the letter from Einstein to physicist Ludwig Silberstein is dated October 26, 1946, and is one of only a few examples of Einstein writing out his famous equation, E equals MC squared. The winning bid, made by an anonymous document collector, was more than $1.2 million, well above the expected price of $400,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.